And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Listening. Yeah, I have been in Texas for a little while. You are listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK. Always excited to be back on the radio, back on the airwaves, and glad to have you dialed in, riding along, surfing along, whatever it is, and how you've dialed into the show today. We're glad to have you. Well, today we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about a very important topic that I believe everyone out there needs to hear and understand and to own. But I'll let you simmer on that now. Simmer down now. Real quick, housekeeping. If you've listened in, you always know, manage this at the beginning of the hour. Make sure that we have you connected beyond this time on the show. I have some exciting news. I should have brought a noisemaker or something to celebrate. Take this down. If you haven't gone out in the past shows, or if you're a new listener, dial it in today for the very first time. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. That address again, unleashedradiohour.com. Did a little burning of the midnight oil this week. Had enough content. Felt, you know what? Deserves its own site. So no longer redirecting right into Facebook, although you can find us on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. Love to have you join and like the show, participate, be a part of it. But join, hop out there to unleashedradiohour.com and make sure you do that. If you missed any of our past shows, well, we missed you too. And on both sites, you can find the podcasts for the Unleashed Radio Hour. They're also listed out on iTunes. You hear that music? We're going to get started, but write this telephone number down. You can call in at 713-785-1817 or toll-free 877-881-0271. That's the music. That means it's time for me to go to that quick break. We'll talk about what you need to own right after these messages.
Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's. And today, more than 5 million Americans are living with the disease. Have you thought about who would provide that care for you or a family member and how to pay for it? The cost can run $80,000 to $90,000, $100,000 annually or more. But there's an even greater expense. In 2013, 15.5 million family and friends provided 17.5 billion hours of unpaid care to those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Due to the physical and emotional burden, caregivers had $9.3 billion in additional health care costs of their own. All told, 60 to 70% of us will need some form of long-term care, and Medicare likely won't pay. Contact my good friend Lynn Rowe, CFP, today and receive her free booklet and information on long-term health care. Call 877-270-3127. That's 877-270-3127, or go online at iwantmyltc.net, iwantmyltc.net.
This is Business 1110.
I like that to play in a little while. That gets me moving, gets me shaking, gets me baking. Hopefully you're doing the same thing out there. Ladies and gentlemen, you are dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. The Unleashed Radio Hour is a production of Motivational Transitions. Again, at the top of the show, I gave you the new, the updated, the posted, the live UnleashedRadioHour.com. That is UnleashedRadioHour.com. Website is up live and in living color. It's got all the past show information. It's got podcasts. It's got everything that you want to be able to do to contact and to connect to the show. And we definitely want to have you out there following along. You can also follow along if you're on the Twitterverse at Ron Unleashed. Again, that's at Ron Unleashed. And one area of what I had to share here and moving forward, and that dials us right back in, is another area that you can learn more about on our new posted website at unleashedradiohour.com. Yes, you're going to hear that a lot today. You're going to hear it all day long. Is we also list who our corporate and community partners are, which takes me right into the phone lines. We've got one of our wonderful corporate and community partners, Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. My friend, are you with me bringing the energy today?
Ooh, and that's a fact, Jack.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hilton, how are you doing today, brother? What's going on out at Hilton Furniture and Mattress?
I tell you what, I'm doing wonderful. You know, I slept on my great Tempur-Pedic last night. And, you know, if you're not sleeping good, you're not feeling good, and you're probably not living good. So, You know, we have them all in stock, ready for immediate delivery or immediate pickup, Ron. We have Tempur-Pedics. We have Sealy Posturepedics. Ooh, we have the Stearns & Foster, too, all ready to go. And we have the greatest finance plan anywhere right here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. That's right. If you have great credit, you're not going to pay interest up to 5 years. If you want to reestablish your credit, we have great programs to get you reestablished. We even have starter programs if you've never had credit before. Any new listeners out there, you know, them folks just getting started in business, they want to start some credit, come on down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress. That's I-45 South, exit Fuquay, next to Alameda Mall. Ooh, and that's Fact Jack. And as always, we're going to let them have it, Ron.
Amen. And hey, and Hilton, make sure that your folks there in the shop know to go out, look at unleashedradiohour.com. I've got your information linked, ladies and gentlemen, is out on our new and updated website. It's got their web address so they can learn a little more about you, your telephone number, and the address to make sure that you get down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress today.
I tell you what, we're going to do something special, though, Ron. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this today.
Speaking All right, we're going to bring it down?
We're going to unleash something. I tell you what, for the first five callers to call, and we'll give them to the end of the day today, we're going to give them 50% off up to a $2,000 purchase. So if they come in and they purchase $2,000, and we're going to give them $1,000 free. They'll only have to pay $1,000, and we're going to let them have it. But they got to call 713-910-FACT, and we're going to make 5 o'clock the cutoff time. And we'll take their name, we'll take their phone number. Then that way, if they don't make it in today, we'll have that on file for them for this weekend, Ron.
Look at that. They just got to make the call, get down there. That great deal only to our listeners here of the Unleashed Radio Hour, unleashing it at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Hilton,
one
thanks.
One call. That's all.
That's it, brother. That's it. Hey, you have yourself a wonderful day and weekend, and thank you, as always, for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour.
All righty. Amen. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you heard it. That was Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. That telephone number he gave out, I believe, was the first five callers. 713-910-FACT. And as my friend likes to say, that's a fact. Jack, and I'm going to not steal his line or his energy. But ladies and gentlemen, we're excited to have him as to be a part of this show. So get you some and get out there. Hey, real quick, we're going to throw a couple shout outs out there early today. I know that Melissa's listening in, Erica, Hillary, Jamie, Justin's also dialed in, and my buddy James, aka my man Norm, who's dialed in from Kansas City. So if you're out there and you're on Facebook, please let me know that you're dialed in. Or if you're on the Twitterverse, it's at Ron Unleashed. Again, at Ron Unleashed. Well, I'm ready to go forward and unleash our topic and our guest for the show today. Very fortunate I've had an opportunity to visit with our guest in the past when I was hosting someone else's show. So I'm very excited. He made the very short list of my show guests that I wanted to bring back on the airwaves and have an opportunity to dance with, which is going to be very easy today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to have with us John G. Miller. He is the author of QBQ, Question Behind the Question, Flipping the Switch, Unleash the Power of Personal Accountability, Outstanding, 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional, and is the co-author of Parenting the QBQ Way. He is the founder of QBQ, Inc., an organizational development firm based in Colorado, dedicated to helping organizations make personal accountability a core value. John, we got you dialed in out there from across the ether.
Ron, I'm here.
There you are. Brother, I know you were going to make this easy on me. I got your email today. I was like, I know that. That's why I want to be able to share and have folks come in and listen to your message today.
Thank you.
That haven't heard your message, that may not have a chance to pick up your book. But as I said in the email to you, I was so excited, and I forgot about this till I went back and was doing some show preparation today. And in the very first page, dialing in of whatever happened to, which is in your book, QBQ, The Question Behind the Question. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to read a brief excerpt. From a billboard towering over the Houston freeway loomed this question: whatever happened to personal responsibility? Is that where this journey started?
Well, probably didn't start there, Ron. It started back when I was selling leadership and management training to corporate executives, beginning in the mid-80s. But after 10 years of calling on corporations, selling leadership and management training, and listening to people, I was ready to teach personal accountability because I thought it was so important. And then I happened to be driving through Houston and I saw this big sign that said, "Whatever happened to personal responsibility?" So it just affirmed my own beliefs that accountability is lacking. And you know what? As we opened the book, we decided to quote the billboard from Texas.
Well, and we're glad, as you know, John, everybody thinks very highly of the state of Texas.
Yes.
I'm a transplant, so I got here as fast as I could, which is the standard MO. So let's dig into here because, I opened up by stating, you know, I love the message that you're putting out there. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not had an opportunity to be aware or you're not aware of John's work, go out to QBQ.com. And that's where all of the information and resources on John's efforts, information on his speaking engagements, as well as the books that he has listed. And you also have an email distribution you can sign up. Is that correct?
Sure. They can subscribe to our weekly blog and email. We call them QBQ Quick Notes. We've been doing them since 2001. So how's that for longevity?
That is exceptional for longevity. And I did choose that word. I could have probably chose outstanding as well.
A good one.
So, John, let's get in this conversation about QBQ. You know, you have an opportunity. I know you travel extensively. I know you speak at a lot of different corporate events and a lot of conferences. So let our listeners dial in to, if they've not heard your message before, give them the foundation.
Sure. It's simple. Have you ever heard or asked questions like, "Why do we have to go through all this change? When is someone going to train me? Who made the mistake? Why can't we find good people? When will that department do its job right? Who dropped the ball? Why don't they get motivated? When will the CEO give us the vision?" If you've heard those kinds of questions or even said them, then there's a need. There's a need for personal accountability because those questions, we call them incorrect questions. We, of course, shorten that to IQs. We help people understand that these IQs are very dangerous. They take us to some bad places, three traps that we can get into. But the opposite of the IQ, the incorrect question, would be a QBQ, the question behind the question. So instead of saying, "When is someone going to train me?" how about asking, "What can I do to develop myself?" Instead of asking, "Why do we have to go through all this change?" let's ask, "How can I adapt to the changing world?" Instead of asking, "When will that department do its job right?" let's just pause and ask the QBQ, "What can I do to be my best today?" So the question behind the question is a practical tool, helps us change the questions we ask, Ron, and the answers are in the questions. But these are not questions we ask of others. These are always questions we ask of ourselves. And the more I ask myself better questions, I can practice personal accountability at work and at home.
And that requires, and I'm dialed in with you 100%, But would you agree that requires individuals to have a willingness and to gain that self-awareness to own those actions?
See, that's what's fascinating. It's like I kid people that I tell audiences I've lost 43 pounds in the past couple years, and they applaud. And I say, "Well, why did you not know I had lost 43 pounds?" And someone will point out the obvious. We'd never met you before. Right, you can't see the pounds that are missing. It's kind of like these questions. They're there. We ask them, but we don't even see them. They're unknown to us because nobody's pointed them out. So when I point out to an audience, "I've lost 43 pounds," they go, "Ooh, ah, wow. What are you eating?" And I say, "Less." And same with incorrect questions. People think asking, "Well, when is my boss going to train me?" is a fair question. But the minute we point out, "No, wait a minute. That's entitlement thinking. That's procrastination. Don't blame your boss. The boss is never perfect. And they're your God-given talents. They're your abilities. Are you really going to hide them under a bushel basket or bury them in the backyard? Or are you going to take full accountability for your personal development and ask the QBQ, what can I do to develop myself?" And people then go, "Yeah, man, that's right. I never thought about it. That IQ is dangerous, but that QBQ is better." And that's what we teach.
Absolutely. And that's why I applaud your message because man, how many times you hit that piece where I, too, do some training and some consulting and speaking. And oftentimes when you ask the question, so what kind of everyone wants professional development, right? But when you ask them, what is it they want? Well, I don't know. You're supposed to tell me. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. People, that's a whole different discussion. Most people don't know what they need. Corporations don't know what kind of training they require. But I can say this right now. Most training that's going on in companies is off track. They're doing customer service, leadership, team building, supervisory skills, diversity, whatever. All good stuff, but if there's not a foundation of personal accountability, you're wasting your time and your effort and your money. So that's what we do at QBQ Inc. Through licensing our training, through speaking. My daughter works with me. She's 32. She goes around the country as a millennial talking about personal accountability. We help organizations bring personal accountability in, Ron, so it's a foundation. It's a rock to stand on.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And John, we've come up against our first break with you here today, so you're going to hear some music here in just a second. So when we come back from this break, I want to get some into that entitlement thinking, because I think it's pretty broad across where we are as a generation and a society right now. But ladies and gentlemen, you hear the music, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK in Houston.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, did you capture it?
Yo, I hope you don't let it slip away. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more about Motivational Transitions at motivationaltransitions.com. We have the pleasure of having with us today best-selling author John G. Miller, author of QBQ and several other books that we've discussed earlier. And John, when we went to that break, I kind of put that out there to hang on a hook. The challenge, and I see it day in and day out, whether it's around the Little League field with parents, in the workplace, it doesn't matter, but that entitlement thinking. So can you define your perspective with that so that our listeners are dialed in on the same page with you?
Oh, boy, that entitlement thinking creeps into all of our lives. See, here's the key, Ron. It's not just about others. If I ask an audience, how many of you think our country is struggling with entitlement thinking? Hands will go up, but people will be thinking about, well, let's be honest, people that they've seen with their hand out from the government. I'm not talking about the people who are truly deep in poverty and need our help. I'm just talking about the people who would rather lay on their couch and watch Walking Dead reruns than get a job, because they've got 99 weeks of unemployment. So that's who they're thinking about. But the reality is, that might be true, but everybody has become entitled to something. Even John Miller, the author of QBQ. And it creeps in, like, well, I've called on that corporation for 3 years. They should hire me because I've called on them for 3 years. See, I've become entitled to their business because I've tried so hard. So entitlement thinking creeps into all of us. It's the cousin to victim thinking. It sounds like this. Why don't I ever get a break? Why don't they support me? Why can't I get any help? And it leads us to that quagmire called victim thinking, where we really serve nobody. I often ask groups, Ron, when we play victim, who are we serving? And be careful with your answer, because some people, without thinking about it, say, oh, I'm just serving myself. No, how am I learning, growing, and changing? How am I serving the marketplace, my family, the world? How am I contributing to society when I'm having a pity party and I'm the only guest invited? I have to get out of that quagmire of victim thinking or its cousin entitlement thinking and say, what can I do to contribute? What can I do to make a difference? That's personal accountability. That's QBQ. That's what we teach.
Well, and John, thank you. You put it on a perfect tee for me to take a swing, because truth be told, that's what I'm working to do, ladies and gentlemen, to accomplish with the Unleashed Radio Hour. This show has nothing to do with me, but it has to do every bit with the message. How can I use this medium? How can I use the airwaves and a message to put good information in front of people to help their lives become better? And John, I'm grateful to have you here and being a part of that journey, because I truly believe what you do, and I believe in the message you're giving. And so we start talking about this, and we talk about how it creeps in, and you're going to love the following. How do we flip the switch onto QBQ?
Well, interestingly enough, when we expose people to QBQ, again, you have to step back and go, what do people think is normal? They think it's normal to play victim. They don't think that consciously about it, but well, why don't I get more support? When are they going to tell us what's going on? Who made the mistake? We ask these IQs in our organizations, or even in our families, or in our churches for sure, and I should know, I'm a pastor's kid. So we ask these questions. They feel okay until somebody walks in and says, wait a minute, the minute you said who dropped the ball, you are seeking a culprit. And seeking culprits tears your culture down at home and at work. The minute you said, when am I going to get more help, you said, you know what, my name's John, I'm a procrastinator. Today I'll habitually defer action to a future time so as to render no value to others. The minute I ask, why don't they do more for me, I played the victim card. And people go, oh, yeah, man, I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a procrastinator. I don't want to be a blamer guy. I don't want to be a whodunit culprit seeker. I can be better. How do I do it? Well, you don't do it through a motivational speech. You do it through a tool called the question behind the question. And that's what we teach in the book, the three guidelines on how to create that QBQ so I can get out of that victim thinking, out of that procrastination, and out of that blame, and take accountability to a higher level. That's what we're all about.
Now, and that's a perfect, you've done radio, and you did tell me an email that you're going to make this easy, and I love it, because you put that as a great segue. We'll pick up on this next segment. A couple quick shout-outs. Hey, John, I've got a good friend of mine that just notified me via Facebook, just bought the audiobook QBQ to listen to.
Well, so, you know what I say? I say, woo-hoo, and any friend of Ron's who buys my book is a friend of mine.
And that would be, can I get an amen?
Yeah, amen.
There we go. So outstanding. So way to go out there, James, way to jump in and take ownership and get involved and find out. And what we'll do, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to talk to John G. Miller, author of QBQ, Question Behind the Question, as to those three guidelines to help create powerful questions to help you own your personal accountability.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 855-583-4425. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 855-583-4425. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 855-583-4425. That's 855-583-4425. Once more, 855-583-4425.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back and listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour with your host. I'm Ron Klinger. Glad to have you with me. Glad to be going on this journey with you. Couple quick things here. Wanted to share some mini, mini housekeeping. If you don't have the telephone number here for the station and you'd like to participate in today's discussion, feel free to give us a call at 713-785-1817. That number locally again is 713-785-1817. Or you can also call in toll free at 877-881-0212. 1-800-875-7171. Now, we're sitting here today. We're having a great discussion on personal accountability. We've got author John G. Miller, who wrote the book QBQ, Question Behind the Question. He also has a couple other books. I actually have all three of these in here in studio with me, John. Flipping the Switch and Outstanding, 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. John, when we broke, I shared the news that a good friend of mine had already gone online and purchased an audiobook, and I did some searching. Is there another audiobook that you've got coming out here in 2015 that you can talk about?
Well, no new writings. We did just put the newest version of QBQ into an audiobook. So James might have bought the original version, which came out several years ago. I think by May, my publisher, Random House and Penguin, will have the newest version on audio out in the marketplace. But James will love what he has.
Absolutely.
But the newer version will be out soon. Plus, we have a parenting book, Parenting the QBQ Way. And that came about, Ron, because we'd go out and speak, and 80% of every audience has kids, and they'd say, oh, man, how can I use this at home? And we'd just tell them to, but they needed that framing, that connection. So my wife and I, who have raised 7 kids, wrote a book called Parenting the QBQ Way, and it's not for the kid. It's for mom and dad to be accountable parents so we can be outstanding parents so we can raise great kids. So it's a paperback. It's $12, Parenting the QBQ Way, good stuff.
Yeah, and you can, ladies and gentlemen, all the books we've mentioned here today, you can find out at QBQ.com. Again, that address online, very simple, very easy, because he's the QBQ guy on Twitter, but QBQ.com.
And if I could add this, every book we've mentioned is on audio now, Parenting, Flipping the Switch, Outstanding, QBQ. And the parenting's a fun one because I read, out of 38 chapters, I think I read 25 chapters, my wife reads 13. And my daughter, our daughter, who wrote the preface, reads the preface. So you've got kind of a family affair there going with the audiobook on the Parenting the QBQ Way.
And just as a side, John, that's why I have enjoyed following your journey. I've gotten your emails, and I love the nucleus that you've formed around this message that permeates through your family but is embraced and carried on as well to share with others. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Ron. Simply put, I felt everybody else needed QBQ more than I did.
There you go. Hey, I caught that. Good job.
Just kidding.
No, I'm playing with you. Hey, so one thing here, we're going to start, and we're going to have another quick break just the way that the show flow goes. But we had talked earlier about some of those three guidelines to actually creating a QBQ. Can you get me started with the first one here before we go to break?
The first one is QBQs begin with what or how, the words what or how. And the reason that's important is because what and how tend to lift us up in toward action and out of the victim thinking, procrastination, and blame. The victim thinking comes from why questions. The procrastination comes from when questions, like when will they handle this, and the blame comes from who questions. So we got to avoid victim thinking, procrastination, and blame by asking questions that begin with what or how.
Perfect. What's the first one of those that comes to a really good mind for you that you'd like to share that people, you know, can apply today?
Well, I've shared several, but, you know, anything that's the opposite of the bad question. So, again, why do we have to go through all this change? Wait a minute. Just pause and say, well, what can I do to adapt to the changing world? Instead of asking, when will my boss do more for me? When will my company do more for me? When will they handle this problem? Pause and say, well, what can I do right now to contribute to this organization? What can I do right now to make a difference? So every QBQ I've given you on this interview began with what or how.
Yeah, and the big emphasis is also followed by what can I and how can I be a part of the solution. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to dance because you do hear the music, so I hope you'll get down out there in Radio Land, or if you're streaming live on the internet at business1110ktek.com. You hear the music, we're going to go to message, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in, listening on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Radio here in Houston, and you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. I have with us best-selling author John G. Miller. We've been talking about personal accountability. I love, and I have the book, and I flipped it over, John. One of the great questions that I truly, you know, look at and honestly wake up each day, how can I adapt to the changing world around me? You know, how can I and what can I do, as you said, to develop myself? So, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't had a chance, go out, look at onlineqbq.com. And also, I unleashed the new website for the show at unleashedradiohour.com. The nice thing about that is if you missed our past shows, and my bad joke always goes, we've missed you too. You can go out there, find out any information on the show, upcoming guests, and most importantly, and John, I'll share this with you too when it's done, is you can also follow up. That is where all the podcasts are also located and linked as well. So unleashedradiohour.com. All right, John, we jumped into that first of three steps to create a QBQ, starting with what and how. What's the second one that you've got out there for our listeners?
Well, I'm going to tie it into Dave Ramsey because Dave's been a fan of the QBQ book for about 100 years, just kidding. But he has five required books for his employees, and QBQ is number one, and I've been on Dave's show a whole bunch of times. And oftentimes when he interviews me, he'll end with this question. So, John, what's the biggest takeaway from QBQ for people? And I'll say, Dave, I can only change me. And what's so funny about that, Ron, is it's not new. But that is the number one takeaway from my message, because we are frustrated with our teenage son, our grown child, our spouse, our boss, our colleagues, the president of the United States, our congressman, whatever. And they come through people come through QBQ, whether they're in a training program or a speaking engagement or read the book or listen to the audio, and they go, man, I've been picturing all the people I know that needed QBQ, but this is for me because I can only change me. So the QBQ guidelines, the second one is the I. It always contains the word I, the personal pronoun I, not even we. Because when we say, hey, what can we do? What we're doing there is hiding behind the we. What can I do to help the team move forward? So the first guideline is the QBQ begins with what or how. The second guideline is it contains the word I, not they, not you, not we. I, because I can only change me. End of story.
Absolutely. And I love that. And you'll understand why here when we get a little bit later. I'll share with you in just a second. But that I can only change me. It's that perspective of you have to be able to look in the mirror and own it. You have to be able to say, I got this, and move it forward and making whatever those changes may be to get more of what you want versus complaining what you don't have. So let's dial in number three. What was that third step? So we've got the what and the how. Second piece is the I. And what's number three?
The third guideline is QBQ's focus on action. So if you listen to this show again, you'd hear an emphasis on what can I do today? What action can I take? Because here's what we found, Ron. This is not surprising or new, but the good stuff is always the old stuff. We say at QBQ and in the book, the old stuff is the good stuff. If you look at successful people, they will admit a couple things. Number one, they were lucky. And number two, they worked their rear end off. Meaning they were up earlier than everybody else. They made more sales calls than everybody else. They got things done faster than everybody else. There's a kineticness, that, if that's a word, an energy, an action orientation to people who succeed. The opposite is lethargy, inertia, procrastination, waiting on others, entitlement, laying on the couch. Now, QBQ. It's about getting stuff done. So it begins with what or how. It contains the word I, and it always focuses on action. Here's the truth for you, and don't steal it because I know you're a speaker.
I'll give you absolute 100% credit.
Now, winners fall forward. Winners always fall forward. Again, they weren't ordained to succeed. They weren't given special looks. They're not a certain height. They weren't born into it usually. Most people who are extremely wealthy created it. And over the years, every time they got knocked down, they got up and they fell forward again. They got up and they fell forward again. Winners fall forward. And people don't want to hear that if they have envy in their lives. Oh, I'm envious of the rich people because they just had it handed to them. No. They did not have it handed to them. They worked their back end off for it, and they got stuff done, and they took risks.
And that's exactly it. And if I can put that there, it's the attitude by of which you approach the situation and respond to the situations that you're in, and how much you personally own it.
Absolutely. The ownership's everything. We see a little commonality with successful people. They don't make excuses. So we have a whole section in our material about the incredible danger of making excuses. And people who do succeed say, hey, I own the result. You know, like I tell audiences about how I lost a bunch of money trading stocks in 2000. I was trying to be a day trader, Ron. I thought I could be a day trader. But you know what? It wasn't my fault. It was E-Trade's fault. It was my neighbor's fault, since it was his idea. It was my wife's fault because she let me.
It was the dot-com bust, right?
Yeah. But the truth is, there is no growth, there is no learning till we own our decisions. Say it again. Unless we own our own choices, if we don't own our decisions, there's no learning. So people who bought a house in 06 because they needed to keep up with the Joneses and lost it a year later and then ripped out the air conditioning unit out of anger and left that home and blamed the bank, they are off track because they signed the mortgage. Accountability means owning my decisions.
Okay. And I want to throw my hands up in the air and give you another amen in here in studio in dealing with folks and situations. And I guarantee there are listeners that are out there. Everybody sees this every day, day in and day out. You know, one of the things that I want to kind of flip to a little bit is I love the story that you had in QBQ about going to eating at a restaurant. And you asked, I believe it was for a Coke, and they didn't serve Coke. What happened in that situation?
Well, that's a chapter one of the QBQ, so I don't want to give away the whole thing, Ron.
Okay, well, I thought it was a great story just to share.
It's a great story. It's one of those stories I'm known for, but basically I asked for a Diet Coke, and the young guy said, we only sell Pepsi, and I said, nah, water and lemon would be fine. He said, great. He went and got my salad and came back with my water and lemon, and I thanked him, and I was happy, and that's the key point. I was satisfied. He didn't need to come back. But suddenly, I feel the wind of enthusiasm blowing behind my back. The long arm of service stretches over my shoulder, and he places a 20-ounce bottle of Diet Coke next to my plate. And I just said, thanks. And he said, you're welcome. And he ran off. And my first thought, Ron, was hire him, and I don't care if he went to college.
Amen.
That's another whole problem in this country. The next financial bubble to burst is this myth that everybody should go to college. No, some people just should get out of high school and start contributing. But that's a different seminar. So I called him over, and I said, I thought you didn't sell Coke products. He said, we don't. I said, where'd this come from? He says, grocery store around the corner. I said, who paid for it? He said, oh, I did, sir, just a dollar out of my tip money. And then I said, wait a minute, how'd you have time to go get it? And he straightens, he smiles, and he said, oh, I didn't go get it, sir. I sent my manager.
Oh, that's even better yet.
So it's a fun story. It's in QBQ. There's more to it. But the reason I say, you know, who cares if you went to college is because I sense character, and we need to start hiring character over credentials. I want to hire people who want to work. I want to hire people who are accountable. I want to hire people who are hungry to learn. I want to hire people with a heart of service. I want to hire people who are punctual. I want to hire people who own their decisions, you know, those kinds of things. I don't care if they went to the local U. I want to hire character. And this young man, he had it all. He had the character that I would have hired. Now, I didn't hire him for lots of reasons. You know, he was moving up in that organization. But that's a different twist to the story is, man, this guy didn't blame, didn't whine, didn't complain, didn't say who's supposed to be covering where I was sitting. He just stopped and he helped me because he could and he wanted to and he knew it was his job.
Well, and John, thank you for sharing that story because it's one that also resonated me in your book, QBQ, Question Behind the Question. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get the rest of the stories, you can go out to QBQ.com. And John is also, you're out on the Twitterverse at QBQGuy, correct?
Yep, that's me. And if they want to follow us on Facebook, it's simply the QBQ, THE QBQ.
Outstanding. And if you're not, I keep using that because I also, I'm going to put a plug as a guy that does some organizational development and looking at the larger culture that gets created in an organization. I highly recommend, and I actually, it's a required reading in a class that I use. It's a book called Outstanding, 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. You want to give a quick plug on that one, John?
Ron, that's a result of 25, 30 years of talking to corporations and figuring out what the good ones do and what the bad ones do. And a couple years ago, we simply sat down and we came up with a list of 47, like coaching in the moment, not once a year, treating vendors like people, like human beings, you know, making them your partners, keeping the mission top of mind, demonstrating humility to the marketplace. There's 47 different things covered in Outstanding because, bottom line, outstanding organizations do these things.
And I'll never forget the first time we had a chance to do an interview. I was on another show, another place, and I said, why 47? Why not 48 or 46 or 50?
What did I say?
I got stuck and just stopped writing.
Well, it's funny, the initial list had about 70, but as we whittled them down and collapsed them, we ended up with 47. And everybody from the publisher to the author thought that was just a cool number.
No, I love it. And like I said, I'm a huge fan, John, of not only QBQ, but Outstanding. Because one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have an opportunity to pick up a book, and I'm sure we all have read them, and if we haven't, then we need to do more, or we're listening to audio. And John, one of the things that I truly appreciate about your style is it's real, it's down to earth. They're examples that are true, that people can relate to.
Yep.
And it's that relatability that helps us actually take those lessons and put them to application.
Well, I'm a storyteller, Ron. My dad was a pastor and Cornell wrestling coach. He was a storyteller. I was mentored in the business world by two storytellers. Stories are what it's all about. People love a good story, and there's a lot of them in our books.
Amen to that, John. And John, I know I'm looking at the ticker on the clock. We managed this effectively in your time frame, and I am so grateful and thankful that you took your time out of your schedule today to be with us and to share your message here on the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Well, Ron, thanks for having me on, and let's do it again sometime.
That sounds like a plan, and I think we planted a seed where we may actually have Kristen on later and talk about some of that parenting, right?
Right, let's have Kristen on, because it is quite exciting to hear a millennial talk about, hey, let's not be victims, let's not be entitled.
And I will throw out another amen, because I'm a Gen Xer, smacked right in the middle between boomers, who there's those generational fun and challenges, and I mean that out of all due respect.
That's okay.
And in between millennials, where it's like, okay, sometimes I want to translate between the two, because I literally am sandwiched between.
Well, at 56, I'm a young boomer.
There you go. But full of heart, full of spirit. And John, we thank you so much for being a part of our show today. And you enjoy the rest of the day and your weekend, sir.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We just had an opportunity to spend some quality time with John G. Miller, author of QBQ, Question Behind the Question. You can go out, find more information on John at QBQ.com. I also referenced another book, Outstanding, 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. And then another book, 5 Keys to Success at Work and Life, Flipping the Switch, which is a follow-up to QBQ by John G. Miller. You hear the music? That means it's time for us to go out, take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Texas. Fiercely independent and freedom-loving. Everything is bigger in Texas, including the love of American-made. Solar for America from Peterson Dean is American-made solar through and through. Panels, racks, components. To help everyone in America own solar, we're offering nothing. Nothing down, and no interest, and up to 12 months no payments. A whole year of solar power without a solar payment. You'll get your 30% federal tax credit before you start paying. With a solar lease, there's no tax credit, period. Call 800-264-1927. Ask about the roofing and solar combo. Go zero down for both and get your 30% federal tax credit. Put on the roof you need, flip off your power company, and flip on solar for America. Call 800-264-1927. 800-264-1927. That's 800-264-1927.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I don't know why I'm dialing it down. I just feel the need.
Amen.
Job well done, Eddie. Job well done, my friend. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for dialing in and listening today. I'm going to do a couple closing thoughts here today. You know, I truly hope that you enjoyed our time with John G. Miller, author and best-selling author of the book QBQ, Question Behind the Question. And it is my true, genuine heart of hearts desire to continue to bring positive, engaging, value-add information that is meaningful, that is helpful to you, but I cannot do that alone. So one of the things that I'm going to put a request out is if you have an opportunity anytime in the very near future, or if you're there now, do me a favor. I'm a little excited to actually just finally now have the website for the show up and live and running at unleashedradiohour.com. No longer is simply a redirect to Facebook, although would love to and truly need as much support on Facebook as I can get. I believe my last count, we're up to about 191 likes. Hey, that's great, but that's not bursting at the seams whatsoever. So if you're listening out there and you're on Facebook, and I recognize that not everyone is, that's okay too. But if you are, go ahead and like that page so that you can stay dialed in and in tune to what's going on. You can also follow along if you're not on Facebook. No, it's all good. What I was able to do was also create the page that is a blog roll. So you can simply just go to unleashedradiohour.com. There's a nice little follow button, little blue button on the right-hand side. Click that follow button. And then each time that I put out information and a promo for upcoming shows, you'll be able to get them directly sent to your email. I also link that out on my LinkedIn account, Ron Klinger, and then also on Twitter. And if you're not following me yet on Twitter, please feel free to do so, at Ron Unleashed. Again, at Ron Unleashed. So again, unleashedradiohour.com. One of the things that I'm going to ask, two requests. One, if you will, go out to the Contact and Connect page. Now, I've got information there with all the social media links that I just mentioned to you, telephone number. But what I really am asking for is I'd love to get some feedback. I'm a month and a half in and launching this show, getting it underway, and you can zip me a quick email. There's an email form on that Contact and Connect. Give me any input. I'm just asking for some insight. I want to make sure that I'm adding value to your day and to your week, whether you're listening to this live, streaming online, at business1110ktek.com. You're listening on the airwaves at 1110 a.m. on the dial here in Houston. Or you're following along on the podcasts, which are also listed not only on the unleashedradiohour.com website, on Facebook under Unleashed Radio Hour, and also out on iTunes. Is this helping? I truly hope that it is. And I'm truly in on a mission to serve, to do good with this show, to make sure that it's engaging, uplifting, and truly something that can help not only help you unleash your potential, but that of those around you. So you hear the music one more time. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK.
Fiercely independent and freedom-loving. Everything is bigger in Texas, including the love of American-made. Solar for America from Peterson Dean is American-made solar through and through. Panels, racks, components. To help everyone in America own solar, we're offering nothing. Nothing down, and no interest, and up to 12 months no payments. A whole year of solar power without a solar payment. You'll get your 30% federal tax credit before you start paying. With a solar lease, there's no tax credit, period. Call 800-264-1927. Ask about the roofing and solar combo. Go zero down for both and get your 30% federal tax credit. Put on the roof you need, flip off your power company, and flip on solar for America. Call 800-264-1927. 800-264-1927. That's 800-264-1927.
This is Business 1110.
this is one of my favorites. Andy, one of my favorites. Gets that heart beating, gets me focusing, gets me dialed in and focused on how do I unleash the potential within. How do I own it? How do I take and carry that forward? Ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in, you're listening to this. I keep doing my Texas twang. You're listening. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Radio here in the Houston area. I've got some folks giving a shout out, and I'll do that here in just a second. So I'm grateful that you're letting me know that you're dialed in and listening. If you haven't given me any clue that you're listening, please do so if you're out on Facebook. I'm going to do some shout outs here in just a second. But again, I just want to ask for that feedback from you. You know, we went in that last segment. Feel free to go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Drop me a line, email me, private message me in Facebook, whatever works. Give me some feedback. Let me know, hey, is there a guest that you'd love to have on the show? Is there someone that you feel is dialed in and is in sync? I said that for some of you know why I like to use that word in sync with our message here of the Unleashed Radio Hour of trying to help truly engage folks and bring out the best of all of us that's out there. So real quick, last couple bit of housekeeping. Again, we're going to be back in here next week. Boy, I'm sitting on an opportunity to interview a guest. It may or may not happen next week, but you won't know unless you follow along with the show on the unleashedradiohour.com, unless you head out to Facebook or Twitter and make sure you let me know that you're listening in. But what I want to do here before we get going is making things happen. And one of the things that I love, and I was referring to this to John earlier today, which was his message, and we spent our time with John G. Miller and dialed in. And one of the things that I did, I always love to have a quote of the week and day here when we're at the show. And John is a son of a pastor, as you heard, and in the spirit that he brings to the table. But one of the quotes that he has in his QBQ book, and you can easily find this online, and I chose to use it as the quote of the week. It'll also be published out on Facebook, and we'll work on getting that on the unleashedradiohour.com website. But here's this week's quote of the week. God grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know it's me. And that is by John G. Miller, author of QBQ, Question Behind the Question. You know, we all know the Serenity Prayer, and that's on a personal level on how do we recognize and understand that it's me? I can only change and drive me and my actions. So again, if you're out there, I want to give some quick shout outs. We've got Jamie listening in. We've got Cindy, my brother Chris, always dialed in from OH. And some of you out there shouted it. Of course, he's a fan of that other school, which I cannot mention, that school up north. Einer's been dialed in here today as well. Justin, thank you for dialing in. Melissa, for listening. Hillary, Erica is out there. And if I missed anyone else, I apologize. I hope you've been listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And that brings us to a quick close of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I truly hope that you enjoyed the show today. It always is the goal of this show to bring positive, uplifting information and resources to the airwaves. Today was QBQ by John Miller. So as you go forward, please share what you learned with others and keep doing good to unleash the good in your community and beyond. We'll see you next week.